Hi there. The word for you today is seek reconciliation. In Matthew 5, verse 24, Jesus said, first to be reconciled, then offer your gift. Let me ask you, are you at odds with someone today? And is it constantly on your heart, robbing you of peace and maybe even affecting your job performance? Here's what Jesus said you're supposed to do. It's the Sermon on the Mount, it's Matthew 5, verse 23. And he said, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and you remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there. First, go and be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gift. You say, I'm waiting for him to come to me. Well, what if he doesn't? Today Jesus is telling you, go and be reconciled. That's humbling, and it's risky, because you may not get the response you hope for. Why didn't Jesus just say, wait a while and the situation might change? Because when you allow things to bottle up, you blow up. You end up bringing out all the ammunition, everything that's bothered you about that person for the last decade. On the other hand, maybe you've decided to sleep on it for now. Well, the Bible says, Ephesians 4, verse 26, don't let the sun go down while you are still angry, for anger gives a foothold to the devil. The enemy wants to hurt you both by driving a wedge between you. Are you going to let him do that? Let me ask you, what if you win the argument, but the other person walks away wounded and upset? What's more important, the point you're trying to make, or the relationship? For God's sake, and for your own sake, forgive. Overlook the offense and get on with your life. What's at stake here is your gifting, calling, your assignment, God's will being done in your life. If you want God to use and bless you, don't wait. Seek reconciliation. That's the word for you today.